Dear churches, just wait until you hear what I saw. I, John, your friend in the Lord, was living on the lonely island called Patmos. You all know I was sent to prison there for preaching about Jesus. One Sunday, while I was praying to God, I heard a loud voice behind me. It blasted in my ear like a trumpet. Write down what you see and send it to the churches, sounded the voice. I turned around to see who was speaking, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. Whom did I see? Let me describe him. He had blizzard-white hair and eyes like flames. His face gleamed like a sky full of sunshine. Jesus! I saw Jesus! But never before had I seen him like this. Jesus touched me with his hand. Do not be frightened, he said. I am in charge of everything that happens from beginning to end. I died on the cross, but now I am alive forever.
Later, I looked,
and guess what? I saw an open door in heaven. Come up here, called Jesus. I'll show you visions of what will happen someday. Suddenly, I could see God's throne in heaven. Jesus stood there, but now he looked like a wounded lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who died, cried millions of angel voices. The angels and all creatures everywhere worshiped the Lamb, shouting, Honor and glory and power to him forever and ever. Then later I saw a white horse, and on that horse sat Jesus, except this time he looked like a warrior and a king. He rode to earth and struck down his enemies with a sharp sword from his mouth. Then Satan, his greatest enemy of all, was hurled down to hell forever. Hallelujah! Isn't this amazing? Wait until you hear what's next. I watched, and a sparkling city dropped down from heaven, with walls of jewels, gates of pearls, and a street of gold. No city ever looked more magnificent than this.
A voice thundered from the throne.
Now God lives with all those who have trusted Christ as Savior. Sin and its terrible troubles will never enter here. In God's holy city, no one will be hungry or thirsty or sick. There's no fighting. No crying, no killing, no dying. And not one person will feel sad ever again because God will wipe all tears away. But where is the sun? Where is the moon? Someone might wonder. They aren't needed anymore. God shines his light on each and every face, and God's children from all countries will worship him there forever.
Oh, Lord Jesus, when will all these things happen? I wondered. Jesus said, I am coming back soon. I promise.
Amen. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Dear churches, be happy. Be very excited about these things and never ever forget Jesus' words. With love, the Apostle John. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from John's biography.
Jesus will come again soon.
Jesus is our Savior and King. We will worship him forever. Look forward to your perfect home
with Jesus.
You can read more of John's letter in your Bible. Look up the last New Testament book, Revelation. Read about God's perfect city in Revelation chapter 21.